But Toad never answered a word, so they went to see what was the matter with him. They found him sitting in the middle of the road, with a dreamy smile on his face, and happily whispering, "Pooh, pooh." The rat shook him, not very gently. "Are you coming to help us, Toad?" he asked crossly.
"Oh, what happiness," whispered Toad to himself. "The real way to travel, the only way to travel. Here 1 minute, miles away in seconds. Wonderful. Poop, poop."
"Oh, do stop being so silly, Toad," cried the mole.
"And I never knew," the Toad went on dreamily. "I never dreamt what clouds of dust will fly up behind me as I drive like the wind. I finish with silly old caravans forever. Poop, poop."
"What are we going to do with him?" the mole asked the water rat.
"Nothing," replied the rat. "There's nothing that we can do. I know Toad. When he gets a new idea into his head, he always goes crazy at first. He'll be like this for some days now. Come on, we'll have to do everything by ourselves."
They had to leave the caravan in the ditch and walk to the nearest town 5 or 6 miles away. There they asked somebody to take care of the horse and found somebody who agreed to fetch the broken caravan. Then they caught a train to a station near Toad Hall, took Toad home, went down to the boat, and then at last they sat down to a late supper in Rat's comfortable little home by the river. The next day was a lazy one. In the evening, the mole was sitting on the riverbank fishing when the rat, who had been to visit friends, came to find him.
"Heard the news?"
the rat said.
"Everybody's talking about it all along the riverbank. Toad went up to town by an early train this morning, and he has ordered a large and very expensive motor car.